Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. So if you're new to the program, I'd like you all to scroll down. First, click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And if you wish to talk to us, you can through the BBS Fast Chat. And we'll also have phone calls today if you want to call in and ask a question. So we'll first do some entity releases here, and we'll do that, and then maybe we'll put Sylvia on, our co-host here, and I'll do the entities now. Maybe she can talk about the light ship a little bit here as I'm doing this. So I'm clearing entities right now from people. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. So like Ron said, he's actually doing a healing right now with the Creation Light Ship. And if you're not familiar with this healing, what he's doing is actually working on getting rid of earth-based entities that sometimes come into our bodies. And these are emotional bodies of people that have passed on. And these energies are like personalities that can actually come into you and affect you, affect your actions, cause you to have addiction, or to have behaviors that aren't really like yourself, but you just maybe not know why you act that way or do that. Or you see that in other people, like one day they're acting like themselves and another time they're acting just like, you know, maybe their grandma or their mother or somebody else, not really them. And that's due to entities, and they can cause all kinds of trouble. And so one of the things that Ron does is he removes those. And that's very good to do, because if you have entities in your body, then your spirit is not fully present with you because you're sharing your body with those other energies. So the best thing you can do is to get those out of you and to come fully more present in the moment with your spirit in your body, because that is your connection to your divinity and your connection to Source. So if you're more interested or interested in finding out more about that or having a complete healing of all those types of entities, then there's a very good opportunity coming up in 2 weeks from yesterday, actually, the third Sunday. That will be the 19th of April, and it's an 8-hour healing intensive that's done via conference call system, so you don't have to travel to attend it. And it's just absolutely wonderful and exciting. It's the first time that Ron and the Lightship have ever offered an intensive healing like that on entities. So would you like to add anything to what I described, Ron?
Yeah, this should be a wonderful healing. Being 8 hours in length, this is what we do. Next weekend on Sunday, we'll be doing the extraterrestrial critters that we just did actually yesterday. So if you're interested in experiencing that, you can go to the BBS archives on 10-10-08 and 11-30-07 and get a sample of that. And you can connect with me either through the website, give me a phone call, or pay for it on the online healings. That would work too. So either way, very nice. An 8-hour call may seem like a lot to you. It actually is, but we're still on the light ship. Everybody who's on the call yesterday will be on it for probably about a week. Thursday for sure they'll be off, but maybe even a lot longer. So getting these critters out of us is quite something. You have more space in your body, more being able to bring more of your spirit energy inside of you. This is the main thing that we're doing to help everybody out now. And then the actual entities that I'm doing right now releasing is for you to have more of your conscience with you, and this gets rid of your addictions, voices inside of your head, etc., which will be on the 19th. So here we go. The entities are cleared out. We'll bring more of your spirit back into your body, and we'll count to 10. Here we go. You may feel warmer, might feel tingles as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is going to be coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. It should feel pretty good now. Might want to look in the mirror, check out your eyes, and see how you're doing. So, Sylvia, turn it back over to you again. We can do some sample healings here. We'll just see what pops up on the fast chat here also. If you want to call in, just please do so. I don't mind answering questions today. And we have, the long show, which is today. We normally go to the light shift on Saturday, so we can spend time, do some personal time with everyone right now.
Yeah, if you'd like to call in, just dial 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then you can come on and ask one or two questions of Ron, or you can request a sample healing, or if there's a particular divine energy that you'd like to experience from the Creation Light Ship, then you could request that too. So come on,
yes,
and call
in. Let's do a sample of the emotional clearing here. And here we go. And we normally just clear a few days here, so we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do that mental body. A lot of people live in their head. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, you know, it'd be great to talk a little bit about the influences that we deal with as far as, things like planets that have an effect on us. Everyone is familiar with the concept of astrology and our natal chart and how we have, kind of patterns that are established for us when we come into our life. And I think, Ron, you have a very new viewpoint about that, and you also have healings that help people get freed up from some of these pre-established patterns. So would you like to get into that for a little bit?
Sure. So the planets, there's more than just the ones that you have in your natal chart. There's a couple thousand or more of these here, which we have a clearing for that. And it takes away that energy that's corded to you. Remember, these are all energies that are against your free will, free choice, which is why you have a natal chart. if you realize that you're being controlled by planets, you wonder, well, wait a minute, what's happening to me here? Is that supposed to be correct? Am I really, mind controlled by these? Is my body controlled? And so that's what happens. I'm just now doing clearings. I did this a couple of times so far in the last couple of days here for people. And these are people who are maybe a little stuck, we'll just say. Not knowing why, but they're maybe stuck in their house as a homebody. They don't know what to do. It also works with people who are maybe looking for a job. So what I do is an earth grid clearing. So what happens is, as you're maybe going through maybe frustrations of maybe looking for a job, or you just seem to have lost your energy, and you're a homebody, and all of your thoughts that you thought of when you're in your house sort of get grounded into the earth, and they kind of get cemented in place, causing you not to be able to move freely. And these thoughts keep recycling, kind of like the mind loop that we do a clearing on. And so you keep thinking of the same thing over again, and you just really can't get out of your own way, and you feel like some force is keeping you in place or being stagnant, so you can't move. You can't get out, about, or you just can't get enough energy to change your life. So I do a clearing, which is the Earth Grid clearing, and this can get you to actually move and get motivated again. So we'll do a sample of the both of those here. We'll first do the planetary one. Now we'll just pick on 10 planets. So for you to understand how this works, I'd like you just to sit down or just think about a situation in your life that you're dealing with. That could be an ache or pain, and we're going to try to release this from you here. Here we go. So first planet released, second release, third release, fourth release, number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that's pretty negative. So, I'll do it again for people since that was a little difficult here. Some of you have some really large cording being done, and this affects your body. The planets are for your body. The parallel lifetimes are for your spirit. That's why you're held captive here. So here we go. Another 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is your planetary clearing. You might feel your body getting a little bit lighter now, and maybe you have an ache or pain that's left you. The next one is the grid line clearing. So if you do feel stuck in your life or stuck from moving, physically moving, here we go. We'll do a sample of the grid line clearing. So I'm going to go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh boy, people are stuck. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do it one more time here. So another time going back. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, and 6 days cleared. I'm yawning again. Whoa. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that's very interesting. And for those of you that are new to this, you know, when Ron yawns or, you know, sounds that way, it's because he's run into somebody who has, you know, maybe a pretty big problem with that specific clearing, or he's run into some very heavy energy in that. So if you're feeling that, if you feel like you have a resonance that happens when he does one of those particular samples, or you really feel that energy, that might be an indication that that's one that would really benefit you, and you can give Ron a call or an email if you want to discuss that with him.
Yes, and get up and walk around right now, and you should feel like you're a little bit lighter, like you're not really, you know, stuck in place. It's kind of like, you know, if you had like two magnets stuck together, you know, and you get drawn back to the same point of origin. This, now you should feel like you're able to physically move. So I'd like to see if anybody senses that on the fast chat, because this is how people normally feel. They feel like they weigh less, and that now their brain can start to work for them, as opposed to being stuck in like maybe the poor me scenario, or what's wrong with me, I can't you know, think of what I have to do next, you know, because it keeps you stuck in a program. And then you're also bringing up the emotional densities that kind of freeze you in place, and then you keep recycling those too. I'll do a sample of the mind loop. This is similar too. They probably kind of go hand in hand, but I won't say that you have to have all of these here. But the mind loop is for those people who keep repeating the same thing, kind of similar to the grid line clearing. This is the earth grid line clearing that we just got through doing. So the mind loop is the person who has the same phrase in their head. Maybe they're haunted by the same thoughts. They can't get out of it. Again, it's like a poor me situation, but it actually is probably more on the mental realm. So here we go. So mind looping. So 5 days ago cleared. This is like the endless tape that keeps haunting you. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, there we go.
Ron, we have a great question on the fast chat from Annika, and she was asking about the cordings, you know, that we have probably related to this earth grid line clearing that you were doing a sample of. And the question is, did we get these cords by hooking into earth during meditation?
Boy, I don't think these were hooked in that way. Somehow, I think the energy get stuck in the body and then the body's connected to the earth? It's a very good question. So let's see here. Very, very good question. I'm looking at the energy right now. I would think that could be possibly correct, that these lines are put in place by you to attach your body to the earth, and now what you're doing is you're making them become solidified by your thoughts of not moving around, being tormented, and these emotions now are running down into the earth, because remember, the emotional body came from the earth. So I do think that there's a connection there. And all of a sudden, it's like you have this foundation that's, you know, attached to your feet and also your consciousness, and you're just afraid to get out and do anything because you feel more safe where you are, you know, at your house. Or you feel more safe being stuck, being afraid to, like, cross over that line into a new consciousness because you're used to the old one. So, you know, that's basically fear. So I think that would very possibly be true. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I've got some great comments on the fast chat from Joni. She says she feels definitely lighter after that grid line clearing. And also says, I love being on the light ship. When I ascend, I might want to be a doctor there.
Oh, great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a question from Ed, Ron. The question is there an invisible, intelligent force that permeates everything? Like the Holy Spirit or the ECK?
An invisible force that permeates everything. Everything that's created in the light is connected to the main vibration of the light. So that might be maybe the answer, I think. Remember, the light has its basic frequency, whatever that would be, and then everything else is created as a separate frequency of that, but it's still connected. So it'd be much like AM modulation. So an AM modulation, which we don't normally use anymore, you know, the AM radio is kind of a thing of the past compared to FM because of the fidelity differences being three times as much. Basically, just to clue you in, the maximum frequency that you can have on AM broadcast is 5,000 cycles. That's the limit. Where FM is 15,000, plus you get stereo. I think on the telephone, I think the highest frequency that you can go up to is about 3,000 cycles. And so that's basically mid-range frequencies. That's why FM sounds so much better than AM. AM sounds dull and lifeless. Now, what you have is on AM broadcast, which is different than FM, but AM, you have a carrier wave. And that can have everything on it that's being transmitted. And so you have one solid frequency, and then as you play music on it, you have all the different music, or what does make it a little different? We'll say on the AM frequency, that's the carrier wave, you have the drummer playing drums, so we'll just say the drummer's on it playing, and you have the guitar player, and maybe the flute player, and the harmonica player, and the bass player, and whatever else are there, plus the singers, okay? So each one is, we'll say, a separate frequency, or a separate individual that's being activated and brought to life by the initial carrier frequency. This is much like the light ship, what it does. So it puts out a master frequency of light that all of these players are activated with. So if you turn off the master frequency, the carrier wave, then everything else will no longer be in existence. So getting back to the question, which I think is what it is there a master frequency that's being transmitted, and I think he used the word Holy Spirit, that goes into everything. So using that terminology, you could possibly call the Holy Spirit then, or Sacred Spirit, the main frequency of the light. So that would make sense. I don't know what the definition truly would be of the Holy Spirit, but just in this concept, I think that would be what it would be. Yes. So the light does carry its own frequency. Now, also, likewise, the darkness also has its own carrier frequency, much like the light. And it also then, inside of its carrier frequency of the darkness, we'll say it's similar, or just a different frequency. It also created, to come into the light frequency, it cloned that light carrier frequency, and this is how the darkness can come into the light, because it mimicked and created the very similar frequency carrier of darkness, and then it projects light onto it. And this is what people tap into. So a very good question, Ed. And I hope this explanation helps people to understand that they wonder, how can I be in darkness when I see light? Well, it's because the light does create the light of the darkness. And this is the way it does it. And it mimics the light. It clones the light. And people tap into it not knowing that there is a difference, because it's almost identical to it. And our mind, since it's controlled by this darkness, cannot really discern that it's not of light. So it resonates to it, because we're told that this is the light. When you have your near-death experiences, when you go to the other side, when you die and come back again through the forced reincarnation cycle here, you are involved with that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. If we need to ask or answer more questions, I'd be very happy to do so.
Great. So that was a wonderful explanation. If anybody wants to call in about any of the topics we're talking about, or if they have a question or a request for healing, the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. So I know, Ron, you've talked many, many times about the concept that the light, the true light, only works in the now. So in other words, with pure light energy and the divine energies like we work with Creation Lightship, there's no, there's never a pre-programmed kind of reality that's enforced on people to live by. Whereas you're saying, like with the dark side, they've kind of created a whole pre-programmed reality, complete with its own light and dark and all these experiences that, you know, they say that are supposedly true, like, you know, the whole reincarnation scenario and that kind of thing. So can you talk about that kind of difference between how the light works and how the dark side works?
Sure, yeah. So just basically, the light does not judge any of its creations, which means that everything has free choice to create at its will to do this. So the darkness then, in contrast to that, does have a predetermined script that we're following. And most people follow that because you're in mind energy, and the mind energy is in time. But when you're out of time, then you're not in the energy of the darkness, because you're in your heart, and being in your heart means that you're not following the predetermined script. So it's very simple. When you're in the heart, you're out of time. So when you're in time, then you're actually in the darkness. This is collective consciousness, human race consciousness, you know, universal mind, you know, everything that we've been taught is the darkness energies, because it is in time. We're in the heart energy, in the light. When you're not in time, that's where you really want to live, but you must get a day planner. So you can't switch into both realms very easily, because you're already used to using the darkness. This is why you're still here right now on this planet, because you missed the ascension times every 2,000 years. So that's a given. And to go into the heart, which has been, you know, always true, you just have to drop down into your heart center. So we'll do that right now for everyone. So when you're in your heart, you're out of time, and then you're in the light. When you're, you know, in your mind, then you're in the light of the darkness, because they're not going to give darkness here, you know, the way they typically portray darkness, because you would not want to live in it. So they do make the artificial light so you can believe that you're, you know, having your spiritual path and having to work out things from karma. And this is just the way they work. And keeping us held captive here with that very low consciousness. So here we go, and it's a controlling consciousness along with the planet controlling you. So there's many things that are kind of against us, but once you get into your heart, then you're out of it. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, which is your awakening thoughts here, the mind energy, the darkness energy, we'll call it. And there is good information in the darkness, too, because it mimics the light. So don't think that everything that you're working with in the mind energy is going to be that negative, because it mimics the light. It brings some of the light frequencies in there, but it changes it slightly. So there is good information there, just that you don't want to live there. This is, you know, like the current movie Knowing, you know, has the different codes of events. This is a dark side script that kind of was discovered through numbers, and it's the same as the Bible codes. So here we go. We're going to take you into your heart center, dropping down. So 10, into your heart, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, just moving around here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and one more time here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, you know that you're in your heart when you think a thought and it comes out of your chest area, out of your heart center. If you still have the thought and it's inside of your head, then you haven't dropped down. So just keep doing this little exercise, and remember that mental energy has to surrender down into your heart center. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that feels great. I have a request from Brett for a sample of a clearing that would be for self-esteem.
Okay, let me think what to do on that. I guess I'll just have it for the title here. Remember, we can create healings for people. I have a list of services on Don's page here, on our page on Don's website, so you could scroll down a little bit if you wish and open them up, click on them, and expand it out. So we'll do self-esteem. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm trying to think what else we could use for that. That one's pretty general. Let's do a clearing for kind of the reverse of the coin here, self-sabotage. So I know a lot of people have that issue here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. That's pretty dense. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So most of the clearings that I do for people, I'd say a good 90% of them or so, I'm just dealing with their junk, their garbage. So I'm like a garbage collector here. So we take all the stuff away. And I do ones that actually have self-empowerment to them. But remember, you have to get rid of the bad, the negative mind stuff in order to take light into you. This is why the website reads the way it does, and why if you look at it, you go, wow, why is there so many negative clearings here if you're working with the light? Well, there's no easy way out of this process. You have to do the clearings to get released from them. So I'll do another one here, which kind of can relate to this too. I'll do a clearing for... I'll do an anger clearing. This may be affecting some of you also here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, you see how you feel now? You might want to get up and walk around. Some people actually have better breathing afterwards because, you know, they hold so much energy and negativity, not really realizing it until you get the healing done. Remember, where you are right now in your life, that's what you're living. And you don't know how much of this stuff is piled on you until it gets released. So once it's released, then you can say, wow, I feel great. And maybe you can think back upon a time that you did feel wonderful. But because maybe you've lived this way for, you know, the last 20, 30 years, you just think this is all there is to it, and you have to suffer in this torture for your whole life until you die, and hoping that you can get out of it after you die so that you will be free of it. But these clearings do it instantly. It just takes depending on your age, typically less than an hour to do for most people. It's about a minute a year of your life, and that's what you have. Are you willing to get out of your situation for a minute for each year of your life? So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, could we actually revisit that that sample that you did a couple ago, the self-sabotage energy, because it seemed like there was a lot of energy there for people. So could you talk about, well, what causes people to self-sabotage themselves, and how far would you go back in clearing that? Is that a clearing specifically for this lifetime, or would you go into generations, or actually like all the way back to a person's whole experience on Earth? How would you clear that?
Boy, all these clearings normally start out, for this lifetime. So I go at your current age. We'll say that you're listening and you're 30 years of age. Then I would go back into the womb. And then, you can just kind of sample and see how that feels. It will clear you out of what's come up in this lifetime. But underneath that is more stuff. And normally if you feel like that did not work well enough for you, and I'd say for probably most people it would, but if you still say, man, I still got stuff here, then we'd probably want to do the seven generational clearing and use that for the heading. And then if that didn't work, then you're in really bad shape, and then you'd probably want to do your complete century clearing, and I can do that, which is for all of your genetic history here of your body, going back to your conception. That's the wrong term. It has to be your spirit conception here, but when your spirit first came here to this planet.
So yeah. All your incarnations.
All your incarnations, yeah. It has to be the incarnations of your body. When your spirit came here, your body still could be older than that too. But normally, we're going back, 20 to probably maybe 70,000 years, and that's quite a bit. In fact, we'll do this right now. We talk about self-sabotage. I'll just pick a time, kind of more recent here. Let's go back to the year 1000 AD, and we'll just clear that year here for you. So. I'll do 1,000 and then 1,100. I'll do two of these. So, and I'll just count to 10, I guess, and do the 1,000. So 1,000 AD. In fact, I'll do a month at a time here just to narrow it down. So one cleared, two cleared, three cleared, four cleared. These are months. 5 months cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and 12 cleared. And now I'll do 1,100 AD. First month cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, 7 months cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and 12, which would be 1200 AD. So just see if that's helped you for self-sabotage. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'll just mention there's quite a few comments on the fast chat, Ron. People really felt lightened up from that grid line clearing. And also Annika is saying breathing better here. We didn't expect that, so that's great. So it's amazing how these little samples can really create such a great effect. And if you think about having your whole lifetime cleared of it, that's pretty awesome. So Ron, what would you recommend for people who are dealing then with self-sabotage and that type of issue, where would they start?
Well, I always want to do the emotional clearing first for people. That's what the light chip wants to do, because that one takes away so much stuff. And a lot of times people read my list of services, and they maybe even print it out, and they start looking at it. They go, I need this clearing. And, oh, yeah, this one here also relates to me, and this one relates. And then all of a sudden, by the time they get done after reading it for about a half an hour, They have a lot of check marks of what they need. Well, once you have your emotional clearing, then some of these check marks may be covered in that process. This is why we have the initial self-empowerment section. So if you really want to go gung-ho, that's what you want to do, is to do those sessions. That way you become more self-empowered. And from there, you can move on and have additional clearings. But that's the main thing. You know, the first thing is to get your emotional clearing done. I'm going to do another time here. Since we did 1000 AD, let's go back 10,000 AD here. So for the person who's very analytical, maybe not being able to accept 1000 AD, 10,000 AD is going to be completely like off the wall for you. You're going to go, what? How could energy affect me 10,000, actually 11,000, 12,000 years ago? Because they're going back, you know, we got to figure 2,000 years here, you know, plus the 10,000, but we'll do this one here.
Are we going to B.C. then, Ron?
If we're going to B.C.
Okay, so 10,000 B.C.?
Yeah, I may have said A.D. Hopefully I said that, but if not, we're going to B.C.
Yeah, I think you said A.D. and...
Yeah, I think I'm talking about the 2,000.
Okay, so 10,000.
So here we go, 10,000 B.C. So 10,000 B.C., so first month, so cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, I'm feeling hard energy. Five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared. Remember, I shouldn't even be here. Seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared. And I will do 10,000 BC. That was getting kind of confusing here for me. That was 100, 10,000 BC, 200. First month cleared. Second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and that would be a 10,300. That's for self-sabotage. Remember, if you're feeling energies right now, that means that you didn't do the ascension. So you missed out on five ascension times. Because
so then if
it comes every 2,000 years.
And if
we'll see what happens. Back to you, Sylvia.
So when the ascension time comes, basically, if the ascension was successful for someone, in other words, if they did actually ascend, then these energies would be cleared from them, and they would clear their energies first and then ascend.
Yeah, the body would not be here, so you wouldn't have any genetic history. Number one, number two, your spirit wouldn't be here, so you wouldn't. Even resonate with these either. Remember, if you, let's just say that you came in here 100 years ago as a brand new spirit, you wouldn't have any, you would have body resonance, but your spirit would be so powerful that it would probably override all of these things. Remember, your spirit is diluted out a whole bunch because of the brainwashing of it and the dark side not allowing it to have a spiritual consciousness here of the light. But basically, your body still is in genetic form. And if your ancestors would have got out of here, then you wouldn't be here either, so because you'd have no body to come into.
So in all of the clearings that you've done with people, Ron, where you've gone back to their, you know, earliest incarnation on the earth or spirit clearings way back before that even, have you ever encountered anyone who, you know, hadn't really had that much energy here on earth?
No, I think, it's been, I just honestly can't remember. I can pull up some people that I can remember like at maybe 35,000 years ago. I don't think I've had anybody typically earlier than that, you know, closer to us here, being less than 35,000 years. But basically people have been here for a long time.
Yeah. Very long. So definitely, what has kept us trapped here?
Well,
because what we're taught is that it's our own, you know, karmic, the fact that we need to evolve spiritually, get enlightened, clear our karma, et cetera, et cetera. But is that true, or is that just a...
Well, that's the dark side teaching, so your spirit believes that because all the other spirits are stuck here, too. And the common thread is that that's what it is. So, yes. Also, you know, we've been stuck here with the barcodes on us, so you can't get out of here. You know, spirit barcode, body barcode, you know, earth gridline code, abduction code by the ETs, the aliens, so there's quite a bit. But the main reason why everybody is here is because you tuned into the light of the darkness. You know, you actually turn to darkness versus the light. That's the thing in a nutshell. And you got hooked up to the wrong stuff, not knowing that, not knowing the teachings of Jesus in the last 2,000 years, going to your heart center, not to pray outside of yourself, to become prey, which is what he basically talked about. And, you know, just that people turn to darkness. And so now, you know, in this lifetime, since that's all that we really typically know about and wondering why we're suffering so bad here, is because, you know, we turned to darkness in previous lifetimes. And that's basically it. So we're on a dark side planet being controlled by the darkness and didn't understand that we had to go to our heart center to live in the present moment. So if everybody in the present moment here turned to their heart, then we'd have no wars and the whole society, all of humanity on this planet would instantly be in the light frequency. And that's a choice. So remember, you're at choice to do this here. And what I will say, tomorrow night, Rob and Sylvia are having a special call if you wish to tune in and ask questions about the light ship. They're in Canada. And the phone number is on the fast chat, but I'll just give it to you. And it'll be at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. It's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. So we'll just say thank you, Rob and Sylvia, for coming on. And they're very well-versed about the light ship healings and teachings. There'll be no healings on there, but definitely if you're interested in coming on to ask questions, they can definitely help you and have you understand the necessity and the urgency of why you need to get out of here and why you need to go to your heart. Why you need to have these specialized teachings. Unfortunately, the New Age metaphysics, they tell you that you can do it all yourself, which you cannot do because you're not empowered enough. And this is why the light ship comes, because you've been in darkness too long to know about the truth, because your spirit cannot ward off these energies. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. And this is why the light ship comes, to save its creations, because you don't have enough knowledge to do that yourself.
Okay, I'll just mention that that phone number that Ron just gave is a U.S. number. Rob and Sylvia live in Canada, and they've had a lot of the light ship clearings, and they're just wonderful to talk to. But you'll be dialing a U.S. number, so shouldn't be a problem for you. Let's see. We have a couple more questions, Ron. We've got and requests for samples. Annika's asking if we could have a sample of, I think it was the parental influences clearing.
Okay, so this clearing is used for people whose parents kind of want to interfere with their life. Maybe you go over their house typically and they nag you because you're not living the life that they would like you to live. And it could also be for people who were heavily imprinted. They left their house. You know, they're grown up now, but they still have these thoughts of doing something, and they're, you know, they get the thought of their parents, like, kind of talking to them inside of their head and leading a certain lifestyle according to what their parents taught you. So here we go. We'll do this clearing here. It'll go back 5 days. So this is the parental energy. So do your mother first. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. So just think of something that maybe happened to you. 5 days, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now that was your mother. Now we'll do your father. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may think a thought now of what maybe you dealt with in the past. Maybe you start to do something, and maybe your parents will come to mind real quick. and all of a sudden you get their program running in you. So this is a way to get rid of their programs, too, that they have given to you in this lifetime. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So so basically, can we have a question if you can talk about the online ET clearings and how we can get rid of, you know, the ET parasite critters by doing those online clearings, you know, for hours or however long it takes to get rid of those energies.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have these invisible energies inside of us that we can't see, and these are alien parasites that are living inside of us. And we do have physical ones that we know about, but these are the invisible ones. And a lot of these invisible ones are actually physical on this planet. So, unfortunately, we have these, and they crawl around and burrow inside of us, move around in our bodies. We have some phrases like, you know, cobwebs in your head. That's from the, you know, the spiders, you know, like my skin is crawling, you know, that stuff crawling on your skin. I'm sure there's other phrases that we have that people have talked about in the past that really are not used in today's vocabulary, but maybe, you know, 20 to 50 years ago, it may have been very common to people. And so these energies you can get rid of on the website. It's not an easy process because it does take some time. It takes dedication on your part. So you can just go to the website, creationlightship.com, go to the navigation link on the left side, and look up alien abductions, and underneath that you're going to have a couple of links you can click on. And from there you can do alien abductions if you wish. You can select races that may be known or unknown to you. It's up to you. You might recognize some of them listed there. And if you do know of any other ones, definitely give me an email, you know, so we can add it to there. Just because you heard of a name and it's maybe common in your vocabulary, and people talk about good about this one particular alien race, doesn't mean that it is all good. So there could be people from the darkness there of this race doing abductions on you or playing with your energy system of your body. So this site will do this. It's mainly designed for people who want to become more conscious to do the ascension, because you have to get these things out of you to have your spirit integrate more with you. So that's the first thing. That's the invisible parasites that we have, the alien ones. And then it's also for a help for people who've been abducted, who know about it, who are afraid to go to sleep at night. And so this is definitely a big plus for them, because they can get these races off of them and become more peaceful. People actually see some of the beings maybe come into their rooms. I won't make this too scary for people, but if you're one of those people listening out there, you know what I'm talking about. And this site is designed for you. So do get on it. The sessions are $30 for the unlimited for the month. You can go on it whenever you wish. So it's mainly designed for somebody who's been under attack by the aliens. And maybe they're under attack at, say, 10 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning or something. And they can come on, pop on their computer, and get some assistance instantly. Because your spirit is disempowered and cannot even really help you with these things. Remember, the light of the darkness, these energies do not obey spiritual law. You know, you can do whatever you want. You can call upon the masters and whoever else, but they cannot help you. The light ship can, but they cannot. So just come on here and do this work. And each session is 15 minutes. If you start doing it, I would recommend for each individual parasite to start off probably doing it for at least 4 times, so that's 1 hour apiece. And you might need as much as 10 to 20 hours on each individual one to get it cleared out of you. Once they're gone, the ones that do leave you are gone for good. But, you know, you can still probably get more coming into you. And I can't really say how or why, but mainly the why would be, you know, when you're not fully present in your body, then you leave a space for them. So as you start doing more and more work to come into your body, then at that point in time, you know, your spirit's going to hold the space. So you only have these because you didn't know about them. And number two is that you were not in your body fully, and they still came in. So what your spirit knows about it, and it can hold the area inside of your body, then you probably will not be, you know, infested as much as you are now. Remember, this is all stuff that's force of will, not of the light, because you don't have any free choice on it. So back to you, Sylvia.
And this coming Sunday, there's going to be an 8-hour intensive healing session, just specifically designed to get rid of those kind of critters. So if you're interested in that, contact Ron. And actually, Ron, we have Brett on the fast chat saying that he has an email to you about getting a session with you, and also wondering what the best time of day to contact you is.
I'll look at it and give you a jingle tomorrow. So if your phone number is there, Brett, I'll contact you. I believe you probably went on the healing aspect, healing at creationlightship.com. And if it's there, I'll look at it tomorrow and get back with you. I've been very busy here in New York, so I apologize for that. So we have the special call tomorrow, Tuesday, with Rob and Sylvia at 5:30 PST. And I'll give you that phone number again if you want to write it down. And it's very nice to talk with them because they know a lot about the healings here. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. So just come on. Normally they talk for about an hour and answer your questions. And that's about what this is about, just to understand more about the light ship. So let's see.
A great comment from Annika on the fast chat asking other people if they're using their day planner.
Yeah, it's good to. If you've been on the show for quite a while, you're going to be noticing that you are actually in the light more just by being on the show here. And you start to understand that you need to do that because once you're in the moment, it's you're not in time. And when you're not in time, then it may look like you're kind of flaky to people or even yourself. You might forget to pay a bill or something or to pick up someone or to go grocery shopping because you're enjoying love energy. This is what it is. When you're in the moment, then you're in love energy. So love energy doesn't give you all that stimulus to the forced energies around you. This is the difference. When you're in time, then you're being routed all over the place, you know. So that's the difference, and you normally don't have time for yourself when you're not in the moment because you're being overstimulated by other things around you.
So true, so true.
We got a sample here we should do, looks like it's pain bodies. Let's do that one here.
Okay, great.
So a pain body sample. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that one again here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And our time is slowly moving on here. We have to keep watching the clock. The 8-hour call yesterday went by very, very quickly.
Yeah,
it was
sure did.
Quite something.
Wow, that was amazing.
So if you're not on this call, you're really missing out on helping your body. You know, this is the call that you really need to get on to help yourself. But that's up to you. This is your free choice, but it's available.
And very affordable and very easy to do since you don't have to travel.
Yep. So
I'd like to sneak in one more question. I think we had a question from Ed.
Okay.
We have
Ed.
Can the Creation Lightship Master Frequency have intelligence and act on its own?
It does not act on its own, no. It does have intelligence, yes. It is actually the 12 source energies in action. But it does not interfere with any of its creations.
Okay, great. So let's see. So we've got the 8-hour call coming up on the next two Sundays and also the 4-hour ascension preparation on Saturday the 18th. So lots of wonderful things coming up this month. If you'd like more information about that, you can just go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And what would you like to do to close the hour out today, Ron?
If you're interested, just go to, I think the second link down is what we're doing right now. I forgot what it states here, but it's pretty simple. It's I don't know. Anyway, it's there. I think second link down, I'll give you what sessions we're doing, events, et cetera.
Upcoming events, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, let's run some peace energy in.
Great.
No, I'm going to run the energy of hope.
Oh, wonderful.
As here comes hope. So bring up the light being, everybody. It's about maybe an inch on your scroll bar down here underneath the blinking flower, and we'll bring in the energy of hope. Here we go. And we have a call after this here, a conference call, $20 for 1 hour, and you're on the light ship for healing. It's what we do every Monday and Friday, same time.
And also on Wednesdays.
And Wednesday we do water charging,
with
too.
Healing and water activation with divine light codes in the water just for what your specific body needs for the upcoming week. And you get a 1 week supply of water.
And also check out the online water activations and also the like pendant charging, object chargings, too. So here we go. We'll be signing off here and hope to see you on the call coming up in a half an hour. If not, we'll see you on Wednesday. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific on BBS Station 1. Bye-bye.
Bye.